The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then you will see the great human one coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that God is near, at the very gates. I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of the exact day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. As we come to the end of the church year, you've grown used to these various readings of the end of time. So it's a good opportunity to do a little Bible study. This is called apocalyptic literature. Probably the closest comparison would be, for you and I, science fiction. It uses very elaborate, exaggerated things to predict the falling apart, not just of the world, but of worlds. Like people say to this day, I'm sure many people in California have said, "My world fell apart when the fire came through." Or the people in Florida, "My world fell apart when the hurricane came." So it's a description of the eternal pattern. If you think I'm exaggerating, he gives away, but he says, this generation will not pass away until all this has taken place. Because it happens in every generation. Now, what's the spiritual message? The spiritual message is really quite simple, although a real hard one for us to learn, and that is that nothing is permanent. Not your house, not your car. If you think you own your land, wait a few years. If you think you own anything, wait a few years. Your partner, your wife, your husband, your children. This isn't meant to be morbid. It really isn't. It's just absolute realism. The real telling line is, heaven and earth will all pass away, but my words will not. I think all the religions of the world would agree that they're saying there's only one thing that lasts, God. We are just here for a short time. We do our little dance on the stage of life. And remember, whatever we're doing or not doing, whatever we're learning or not learning, it's all a school of love. I personally believe the second coming of Christ is you. You, the growing body of Christ through the ages, people who are growing in love and caring and commitment to the world, this is the second coming of Christ. And that's why it happens in every generation. There's always these fantastic people who emerge through the crisis of the hurricane or the wildfire, and who reveal themselves as larger than life. They sort of give the rest of us hope that it all has meaning, that it's all going somewhere. So the universal pattern is loss and renewal, loss and renewal, loss and renewal. Now our Christian metaphor for that is death and resurrection. And that's why we use that language so much, because none of us want to believe it. We somehow, foolishly, believe that we're going to be an exception, don't you? I'm not going to die. I'm going to have this house forever. That's an illusion. And you're being told actually a consoling truth to be prepared for the passing away of everything. Many wise people have said, if we knew we would live forever, we probably wouldn't grow up. We'd always think we had another year, another year, another year. I'm in my 76th, and it's quite clear to me I'm nearing the end. It isn't something that's scary for me, but it's realism. And I have to ask myself every day, as you do too, what does it all mean? What are we here for? What is this building toward? Is it just to have a job? Is it just to get married? Is it just to have children? Yes, yes, yes. But no, it's more than that. And once you've learned that, you'll not be so afraid that your world also, like all worlds, are passing away. But that there is one thing that we believe is eternal. And so it's God that we put our trust in, it's God that we hope in, and that journey toward union with God shouldn't wait till you die. That's why you came here today, to be united to the real, to be united to the eternal. Our Catholic phrase is to go to communion. Good phrase, really. To go to communion. But unless it's really leading you to communion. You see, to be in communion with God is just shorthand for being in communion with everything. If you don't feel connected to the people in this room, you're not in communion. If you don't feel connected to the people in the caravan coming to the border, then you're not in communion. If you don't feel connected to black people, to white people too, to gay people, to handicapped people, you're not in communion. Don't waste my time saying you love God. You don't. Be honest, you don't. To say you love God is quite simply to say you love everything.